So let's just breathe and relax. Feels so good to take a deep breath and to become conscious of this present moment. To hear the duck quacking in the background. To delight that nature finds us even inside. To feel the grace of this beautiful windy spring day and the celebration of trees that's taking place as they shimmer their leaves and they clack together their branches and they allow themselves to sway with the wind, to go with the flow, to be present and grounded. There's so much to learn from trees. So let's take a walk amid some beautiful trees today. And this is a gorgeous path, and there are beautiful benches where you can sit anywhere along the path your heart desires. There is just a wonderful sense of sacredness in this particular grove of trees. It's like walking into a cathedral. The tulip poplars that are 100 feet tall, some of them can get to be 6 or 8 or 10 feet in diameter at their fullest height. And they are majestic trees that are straight up from the ground to 60 or 80 feet, and that's when the branches start. That's when the leaves start. And being amid these old trees, these ancient sentinels, is such a powerful sacred space. Just relaxing into this beauty, this wonder, this sense of deep serenity and peace. You can hug a tree or lean back against it and feel the strength and power of the trunk and the bark, the roots beneath your feet. And then you can feel the sap rising and the energy moving. You can feel the flexibility and beauty of the branches that sway so easily in the breeze, even as the trunk stands tall. The power in these trees is amazing. And they have so much to give and to share with us. They give us shade, they give us beauty, they give us a sense of the sacred, they give us ancient wisdom, and they give us oxygen. They take in carbon dioxide and they release oxygen. They prepare our atmosphere for our experience of life. And we have a symbiotic relationship with trees. They bring what we need and we bring what they need. It is a loving exchange. For I believe that the universe is made of love. That there is great love here for us and here for the trees. And that together we are more than the sum of the parts. That we participate in a oneness, a fullness, a grace, and a life that transcends our usual physical way of seeing ourselves. We are part of the same energy matrix that the trees grow in. They have been here, this species, 100 million years. They are ancient in DNA, in genealogy. And there is a groundedness about them and a soaring that we can learn from. So I invite you to find a comfortable place to rest in this beautiful grove, to relax and to recognize that you are as amazing as these trees, that where you go, you change the energy. So as you vibrate deep peace with these trees, you contribute to the vibration of deep peace. As you vibrate excitement and joy, you spread excitement and joy through the atmosphere where you walk. As you think and appreciate, as you love your surroundings, you leave a sweet scent on the air like the honeysuckle, and others who walk through it will sense a difference in this place. So as you just simply relax here, remember your value. I invite you to fall in love with yourself now, to see the infinite nature of your being, to see the beauty that you bring to this remarkable scene. For it would not be complete without you. In this moment, you are the centerpiece of this beautiful grove. You are the traveling stranger. You are the diversity and the intrigue and the interest. I can feel that there are many inhabitants of this forest who are curious about your being there. And some of them are flying by to check you out. You might catch a glimpse of a butterfly, a songbird, or a hawk. There's even a sleepy owl that's opening one eye to check you out sitting there and appreciating your appreciation and all it brings to this lovely forest. There are animals here too. As you sit quietly, you can hear the rustling in the leaves. You can hear movement amid the branches, trotting down the path. There is a fox that scents you when it gets fairly close and stops and gazes straight into your eyes. There is something magical about connecting with a wild animal, to observe with respect, appreciation and love, and to be observed with curiosity and wonder in return. The fox feels that you are a benign presence in the forest and enjoys your interchange of eye contact, and then veers away from the path through the woods on its own experience, has a destination in mind, and it's headed off there now. There is such beauty here, such wonder. You notice that there are iris in bloom in the little creek, at the edge of the little creek, yellow ones and blue ones. And here in the shady spot where you are, there's a jack-in-the-pulpit in bloom. A beautiful dragonfly lights on the edge of the leaf next to the flower. And you have an opportunity to gaze into the life cycle for just a moment of this glorious insect. Beautiful wings, transparent. Its motion as it begins to fly again, so amazingly rapid. The wonder of this forest surrounds you. And you just sit quietly now and listen to the sounds of the wind and the birds. As you listen carefully, you may discover that you can hear sounds of a loving voice. It may come from the forest or from inside your mind or be part of the whisper of the wind in the trees. But there is a voice forever proclaiming, "This is my beloved one in whom I am well pleased." The voice of the divine, the non-physical, your inner being, telling you how beautiful you are, seeing your grace, amplifying your value, knowing that you are filled with light. You are light. You are love. You are harmony and peace. You are energy and health. You are prosperity and abundance. You are grace in action. You are power, and you are empowered and powerful. You are free. You are clear. You are whole, perfect and complete right now. You are one with this amazing web of life that surrounds you. You are all that. Allow yourself to breathe deeply and just take in the love that surrounds you. It's inside and outside and everywhere. Love is. Take a moment to recognize the lightness of your being. Appreciate your willingness to laugh. Appreciate your eagerness to play. Appreciate the brilliance and wonder of your ideas and the power of just being you, unique, exquisite. We are each specifically designed with our own constellation of gifts, with our own talents and experiences. We are each amazing beings, as amazing as any one of these trees, as amazing as this sacred sanctuary in the forest, as amazing as the beautiful iris in the creek bed. We each have a specialness, a preciousness, and a grace. Taking time to appreciate ourselves is a blessing. So we are filled, full, and relaxed. Just breathing deeply, you begin to walk out of the forest, coming as quickly as you like back into the space where you started, stretching your back and your fingers and your toes, allowing yourself to hold this serenity and love as you return to your friends and look around you and smile.